Hi, thank you for calling the Depot Provera helpline. This is Jessica on a recorded line. What's the name of the person you're transferring?
Hi, Jessica. This is John. I have a potential claimant for her Depot Provera case, and her name is Tequila Ledbetter.
Okay, perfect. Thank you. I'll take it from here. Hi, Tequila.
Hi.
Hi. So again, my name's Jessica. The call is being recorded. And would you like to see if you meet the criteria here to participate?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and then just to confirm, you don't already have an attorney assisting you, correct?
Correct.
Okay, and you're willing to affirm that with the law firm as well?
Huh?
Are you willing to affirm that with the law firm as well?
Uh-huh.
Okay. And then were you diagnosed with a meningioma after taking Depo for at least 1 year?
Yes.
You were? Okay, I'm sorry to hear. Do you know what year you were diagnosed with that?
I think it was 2010, I believe.
Okay, 2010?
Yep, it was.
Okay, and are you a resident of the United States?
I am.
Okay, and do you know anyone else who was injured by Depo Provera?
I don't.
Okay, and next year, the Depo information, did you consume the or use the name brand injectable Depo Provera?
I did.
Okay, and did you use it for at least 1 year minimum?
I did.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and would you say within the 1 year, can you confirm you had at least 4 injections prior to your diagnosis?
I did.
You did. So yes, then, to that. And then do you remember, and this is best to your knowledge, what year you first started taking it?
I want to say it was 2006, I believe.
2006. When did you stop? 2010.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then next year, the injured party information. So you said the main injury was the meningioma. Can you confirm your gender for me, please?
Female.
Okay. And then can you spell your first name for me?
T-I-Q-U-E as in Edwards. L-L-I-A.
Okay, and then your last name?
L, E as in Edwards, D as in dog, B as in boy, E as in Edwards, T-T-E-R.
Okay, perfect. And then what is your email address?
msquela@hotmail.com.
Okay. Perfect. And then is the 662-251-5400 your cell phone?
It is.
Okay. And then, bear with me. What is your mailing address?
1124 Lynn, L-I-N-C-O-Y-A, Coya, C-O-Y-A.
B-A-Y. Oh. Huh? What was the street name once more?
Lynn Coya, L-I-N-C-O-Y-A, 1124 Lynn Coya, Bay Drive.
Okay. And what city?
Nashville, Tennessee, 37214.
Okay, so sorry about that. Thank you. And then for the medical record release forms, what's your date of birth?
7/7/81.
7/7/1981?
Yes.
Okay, and then your social?
427-398-471.
And again, it was 427-398-471?
Yes.
Okay, and then next year, the medical information, Do you happen to remember the diagnosing doctor or at least the facility or hospital you were diagnosed at?
Yes, the doctor was Dr. What's the man's name? I just told him his name right now. Dr. Robert Fallis. Is it not?
Robert Fallon.
Fallis, F-A-L-L-I-S.
Fallis, okay. At what hospital?
At Vanderbilt.
In Nashville?
Uh-huh. Vanderbilt University Medical Center.
Okay, on Medical Center Drive.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Did you have treatments at that same facility? Same doctor?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Well, I had treatments with, at the same hospital, but it was a radiation with Dr. Christian Ansell.
Christian?
Ansell. Ansell. I might not be saying right, but Ansell, Ansell, A-N-C-E-L-L.
Okay, 1 second. Kristen K. Ansell?
Yeah.
Okay. And then have you had a prior cancer diagnosis?
No.
Okay. And then do you remember the prescribing, like who gave you the shots, what facility or clinic that was?
Dr. James Hohauser.
James what?
Hohauser.
Mhm. In Nashville?
No, this will be in North Mississippi Medical Center.
North Mississippi Medical Center?
Mhm.
What city is it in?
Tupelo.
Tupelo. Okay. On Gloucester Street?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And then your pharmacy name?
My pharmacy, Walgreens.
Walgreens. And what city?
Nashville, Tennessee.
Okay, on, do you know what street? Charlotte, West End,
I use them all. You could do the Pike one.
Which one?
Charlotte Pike.
Charlotte Ave. Oh no, Pike,
you could do
Harmony. You said.
Huh? You could do Harmony.
5600. Charlotte Pike. Okay.
Uh-huh.
Sorry. And then there would be a medical record for you, at least with a doctor.
Mm-hmm.
What was that?
You said, would that be one?
Yeah, at least with the doctor, showing your
uh-huh.
tumor and type.
Uh-huh.
Yes?
Yes.
Okay. And then lastly here, the emergency contact. So we request one just in case something unfortunate happens, ensuring we can continue on with your case for your loved ones. Would you like to add an emergency contact?
Yeah, you can do Diamond, D-I-A-M.
Do they live with you? Sorry.
I know, but they in the same.
Okay. And then their name?
Diamond, D-I-A-M-O-N-D. Rogers, R-O-G-E-R-S.
Okay. And then her phone number?
662-251-5400. I mean, tell them my number. 662-251-9552.
Okay, perfect. And then relationship?
Daughter.
Okay, perfect. And then, is it okay if I send you the forms via text and email?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. So bear with me. I'm just going to put you on a brief hold while I prep it up and send it over. I'll be right back, okay?
Okay.
Okay, thank you. Bear with me.